What I asked this morning, how does it go with the dependent origination? So attachment is feelings. Then it has got clinging and grasping. So the clinging is the attachment is the love that you feel. That's attachment. And then the clinging
okay.
is when you want to keep staying with that person.
No. You see.
And grasping.
Wait. These are all English words that condition suffering. Your question is, how does it link or connect to the Paticca-samuppada, which is a dwelling? It's a very good question. So you have to understand the dwelling as taught by the Buddha is the Pali words. And these Pali words are subject to a lot of English translation. So what is more important is, we start off with the dwelling, okay? Avijja Paccaya Sankhara. What is avijja? Ignorant, okay? Ignorant of what? Ignorant of what? The three right view, of course. Law of karma, law of mind, means paticca samuppada, how you function as a human being. Law of karma means it governs life and existence, all the form and mind subject to that nature's law. You reap what you sow, and every living being, we are born out of karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of karma. Then the final third right view, which is spiritual right view, is Dhamma Niyama. Means the nature's order of truth. So these three right view, when you don't have, you have avijja. So Dhamma include four noble truths. You understand? Then the other essential Dhamma are spin-off from the four noble truths. So Dhamma Niyama is essentially the Buddha's teaching, but with particular emphasis on four noble truths and its three turning. Then within the four noble truths, you have the Noble Eightfold Path. The first path factor is right view, samadhi. So the three right view that I mentioned are the spiritual right view that the Buddha is interested in. So when you are ignorant of these three right view, you will have avijja. So avijja means you don't have the wisdom and the understanding of this law that governs life. That's why most people are confused. Living beings are confused. So what do they do? One thing to know, one thing to experience, they go and create thinking. That's why avijja paccaya sankhara means dependent on an avijja, the heedless thinking arises. This heedless thinking is born of lack of wisdom. So when you are heedless, you think a lot. There you lack mindfulness, you lack spiritual quality. The five mental hindrances are all there. We have already covered this one. If you have the hindrance, means you lack spiritual faculty. You lack spiritual faculty means you lack mindfulness to develop the understanding. So all these are related and connected to the teaching. So from this link, when you have delusion, ignorance, when you lack understanding, you condition the activity of thinking. Avijja paccaya sankhara. Sankhara is all your sankhara movement, the content of consciousness. All these are the movement. One of them is karmic activity. Visual commentary try to use this, then they say this is karmic. Karmic activity, or they call it karma, that condition, rebirth, consciousness. So by explaining that is easy, logical. But the actual paticca samuppada is not over three lifetimes. The actual one is within the moment, every instant, every moment. So if it's not karmic volition or karmic consciousness, then what else can it be? The word sankhara is everything that your mind can do. So your thought process, your thinking. When you think, where do you go to? You go to your memory, isn't it? Most people think according to memory. So what is memory? It's one of the organs, isn't it? The organ that is responsible for thought consciousness, isn't it? True or not? Huh? Can follow or not? Well, your eye is responsible for seeing consciousness. The ear, hearing. Smell, taste, tactile. So the brain is thought consciousness. So when you make contact with the brain through your thinking, like the physical experiment, upon contact, what happens? The light bulb lights up. Remember? So it's like you become conscious of your thought. The thought consciousness arises. So when it arises, this is vijnana, the pure consciousness. That's why avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnana. Vijnana is the pure consciousness. You can follow. Then this consciousness, because of your habitual tendency, your views, opinion, and conditioning, from memory, it will input the content. So your content is based on your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, your phobia, whatever that you hold. So this content is the one that conditions wrong thought. That's why after vijnana, paccaya namarup. Namarup is your five aggregate of form and mind, your thought over here. Your thought. Over here. And this is the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind. So when nama rupa arise, what happened? The paticca samuppada say dependent on sense basis, then only it can arise thought consciousness. That's why nama rupa paccaya salayatana. You know what is salayatana now? Sense basis. Then salayatana, condition one. Salayatana, condition, contact, which is pasat. Okay? Then contact, condition one. Feeling, okay? Then feeling, condition one. Yes, craving. Craving in Pali is called tanha. Oh, sorry, there's a V. Yeah? So this word is the reason why the second noble truth, the cause of arising of suffering, is called craving. Then upon craving arise, is straightaway conditioned. What is it? Grasping. So these are English words. The Pali word is what? Upadana or upadana. Then this one condition. Becoming, bhava. Then it condition the hence arise the whole mass of suffering. Whole mass of dukkha. So your question is, you should ask, what is craving? What is grasping? What is becoming? Of course, this one is automatic. But just now in the text where I share, I use a few English words. I say clinging, okay? Grasping, which is this one. Then attention, remember? So your question is, how is it linked to the paticca samuppada? Is that your question? No. These are the three things. Wait. Don't jump the gun. These are the three words that we discussed just now. Then you ask me to give example of clinging. And I said, I give you the doctor and other things. Remember? Yeah. Then grasping, attachment is to your loved one. Understand? Then when you grasp, means you hold. You understand? So the actual Paticca Samuppada, you must understand, without wisdom, without mindfulness, from here to here is very fast. This whole process is very fast. And without yoniso manasikara, feeling will automatically become craving. Without the wisdom, born of Dhamma understanding. So here, people always advise you to cut a feeling. You cannot cut unless you have wisdom. So without wisdom, you cannot. So from feeling become craving. What is craving? Of course, the text tell you three types of craving. But the most common one is what? Sensual craving, which is craving of the senses, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. Then the other two is craving to become and craving not to become. So in life, when you see something or hear something or smell something or taste something or tactile feel something or through thought memory you recall something, this craving is always there in the form of what? Desire, understand? Wanting, but not strong yet, understand? You understand? So craving is the beginning of the negativity of mind state. You crave, you want to have it. Then when you cannot get what you want, you become unhappy, miserable. Then you skip, you plan, you become more determined. You want. So the wanting, the strong wanting is grasping. Understand? You grasp at it, but you haven't acted out of it. You understand? Becoming is when you become the thing. Let's say you are lustful, the craving, you got desire. Then you become lustful, this one. Understand? Then that lust manifests, you become that lust. Understand?
Take an example. Let's say somebody sees a mango.
Yeah.
It's all very nice and juicy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's the beginning part, the sense, the feeling is there, the liking.
Depend on that person.
Mm.
If that person has Dhamma, no. He doesn't crave. He will understand. Like this morning, we smell the food. We understand there is food down there. Sometimes the smell is very favorable. You like that smell. But you know it's the condition, just the kitchen cook. So there is no craving, no attachment, because there are causes and conditions for you to arise. I see mango, okay? And I understand it belongs to somebody, understand? Whether it's on the tree or the fruit seller in the store, understand? You understand? Or you just buy. You go home, put on the table, ribbon saw. This type of example, okay or not? Yeah? Then you think Raymond got craving. Huh? No, you just bought one. My wife bought one. Hey, cheap, they say. There is no craving, understand? Craving means what? Without condition, you also want. No? Understand? You crave for it. No? You desire it. No? You understand? Huh? If you have the means, you can afford, you can buy it, understand? That's why the Buddha during his time, he was invited to all the king and the wealthy people's house. He also take the good food on. Understand? It doesn't mean he got craving.
the a durian, and then you just say, ah, okay, you like
I
it.
I think the fruit is not so good an example.
Oh.
Because what is all this forbid? This one is one the textbook example one. The 17th top moment one, they talk about the determining intention and all the top moment, and then forget about it. Without mindfulness, you cannot see all those things. Those are pitama. Understand? The real happening is different. The real happening is, let's say you saw somebody you don't like, you recollect two memories. This fellow last night could have cheated you before, or con you before, or abuse you, or say certain things. Then you perceive him with what? Negativity. There is negative craving, anger, hatred. Understand? Or oh, you saw a very handsome man. Let's say before you get married to a Raymond. Okay? You get attracted. You are somehow coming, maybe from the past or what. You got affinity, you get attracted. Then you have craving to become either married to him or to get him to be your boyfriend or whatever. So they call it infatuation. Remember, during the school days, early days, you get infatuated with the girl you saw. Oh, for you, it's the man you saw, or the boy you saw. Okay? So the infatuation is the beginning of craving. So you desire, you crave to get him to become your maybe good friend or boyfriend, girlfriend, or later on commit yourself, get married, and become a couple. So that part is craving. But let's say somebody, he liked, he craved, no response. That girl, sorry, I don't know. Then what happened? No, the desire becomes stronger, understand or not? The desire becomes stronger because he every day go and think about it, you know? Understand or not? Then go and, what you call, imagine using the thought process, fantasize, they create all those lustful thoughts, understand? Then what happened? Then he grabs at the thing already, understand? Grabs at the thing already, but he haven't become that thing. So when he grabs, that time is very strong craving and desire. Then when he acted out of it, he become that lustful nature, that is the becoming. He wanted to do something, right? Transgression, right? That is becoming. Then when you act out of it, you take that birth, become that rapist, understand? Yeah, that is a very clear cut example. Let my daughter share. Yeah.
I suddenly recall a moment with Sister Yun Chan when we were at one of the trips. I was thinking maybe the situation would be a good example.
Ah, good. Okay.
So I hope you don't mind, Sister Yun Chan. I was sitting next to her as one of the temple we went to at Fan Tsing San. The nun was giving out the beads.
Ah, yeah.
So everybody got one. They were very generous. And then she got hers, and after that I got mine. And then I recall she mentioned, oh, mine doesn't look nice. There's one bead that is not clear. Then after that she said, I think I want to go and change. Then when I saw she was going to go and change, I said, oh, it's okay, you take mine. And I took hers. So from that exchange, I think the 12 links.
Yeah.
So maybe you can use that example.
So you see, it could be a bracelet or whatever. They give you, is it a bracelet? Oh, the 108 bits one, okay. That long bits, the Mahayana bits, the counting one. You do what they call chanting meditation one. So that one is a good example, because when you see that is not what you want, not up to your expectation, maybe you got defect or what you want to change. So what happened during that time? Upon contact, your eye, which is the seeing consciousness, it will trigger off feeling. That feeling you don't like. Understand? That is a negative craving. Understand? And this craving has not become a grasping yet. You haven't become aggressive yet. Understand? If it becomes grasping, means you become aggressive really. Very strong desire to change it or to get it from somebody. But you just say you want to go and request for it. So it's not a grasping yet. Yeah. But if let's say you go and change and people say cannot, what is given, then what you do?
Become a bad
difficult customer. You. Use the mic, use the mic. Now my hear God, hear God.
Then becoming takes place, and then you become a difficult customer.
You become a difficult customer.
Yeah, yes. You have become the so-called labeled
then
tough customer to deal with. The customer
become service. That, then you take birth and become the difficult customer. Means you already go beyond grasping. You already become that anger, that aversion, that dislike already. Then that one continue to trigger off misunderstanding or what. Then if they insist that you cannot or you have to pay more, then what happens? You are born into that difficult customer that want to do something. Understand? So the becoming is the stage before it takes the transgression. You before you transgress into action to scold people, to tell people off, and to become like very, very difficult. So that example is more easy to comprehend. Can follow? So don't go and like trigger of intellectual understanding. Your paticca samuppada is not an intellectual understanding. It happened in the mind and it moves very fast. Even they tell you in the Abhidhamma, 1 second, split second, billions of consciousness can pass by. You remember? So you know how fast this is or not? Like a lightning flash. The Diamond Sutta. 一切以为法，如梦幻化，如露亦如电，应作如是观。 You have to comprehend. So to see all this movement, you must have mindfulness with the stability of awareness. Then you can be at the moment of contact. It doesn't move. Then when feeling, which is the seventh universal, is also inside that. And if you want to stay at the feeling, feeling will become pure feeling. It doesn't move to craving. That's why I say, depend whether that person got Dhamma or not. If he got Dhamma, it doesn't become craving. Why should he crave? Even people who have understanding, seeing a mango or a durian does not lead to craving. Craving means without condition also you want. Then there is craving. So initially it's just desire, craving. Then after that, you still cannot get, then you plan, you scheme, and you become more and more aggressive. This is grasping. Your whole thought process is focused on that. Understand? Then after that, you become that thing. Can be fear or anger or lust or whatever. You become that. But it hasn't manifest out yet. When it manifests out, it takes birth, means not you are born, no. You are born into that transgression. No, means the last two people become a rapist. This rapist or difficult customer is the one that take birth. Understand? No? You are born into that state. Okay?